Welcome to Crystal Clear Finances, where we understand that finances can be confusing, but you don't have to face it alone, and you can have confidence for every financial decision. My name is Crystal Langdon, and I'm joined by my co-host, George Amador III. So, George, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great, Crystal. Thanks for having me, as always. And we are finishing up. It's the end of June already. It flies by so fast. We are finishing up our month on protection, why you need it, the benefits of it, and what's happening. And it's been so great to see what's been happening over the last month. You know, I think about from the very beginning as we talk about, listen, there's a way that you can protect yourself while you create wealth.
Yes.
Huge aha moment. All the way up until last week, we talk about things like an HSA, right? The tool that we can use that can reimburse medical and pay for that, which I want to just kind of maybe expound on a few of those things.
We got a few calls.
Yes, but ultimately, right, we've gone through the last month and we're talking through this. And so today we're going to finish up on the last piece of protection. And I want to really talk about it's your money, so you protect it, right? And the idea of what are other alternatives, trusts and annuities, investments that have protection components to it. What are certain things that we can do that we can really still create that wealth that's outside of the arena of life insurance, of medical insurance, that kind of stuff. Before we do all that.
Yes.
We got a few questions on specifically the HSA.
Oh, did we ever?
And so we just want to clarify some things. Nothing was wrong, but we want to expound a little bit farther on what we talked about. So here we go with the HSA, quick snapshot. The HSA is the health savings account. And a health savings account is used when you have what's considered to be high deductible health plan coverage. So think about when you go through open enrollment in the fall. You have a PPO, you have an EPO, you have an HMO, you have an HDHP, you have all of these, all of these different things. The biggest thing to remember is this, and your HR will tell you, there's a plan that you have called a high deductible health plan. And the structure of that plan is when you go to the doctor, there's no copay, there's no help with insurance until you reach your deductible. That's what a high deductible health plan means. Well, as part of that type of medical coverage, your health plan typically comes with this little savings vehicle called an HSA or health savings account. As long as you have high deductible coverage and the HSA available to you, you can contribute money to the HSA. You can contribute right out of your paycheck, or you can even contribute right out of your checkbook. I advise the paycheck because it saves more taxes. But you put money in. If you're an individual or you're covering just yourself, for 2021, you can put in $3,600 a year.
Correct.
Or if you're covering family coverage, so you plus somebody else, you plus the whole family, is $7,200 a year. That money goes into the HSA tax deductible. If you do it right from your paycheck, you save state and local, you save FICA taxes, and you save federal taxes. If you do it right out of your checkbook, you save federal and state, but you don't get to save FICA. So save out of your paycheck. Anyways, the HSA now, the money goes into the HSA. That's a tax deduction for putting it in. Once your HSA, typically for most plans, it's about $1,000. For some plans, it's higher than that. So check with the plan. Give me a call. I can run through the documents with you. But basically, as long as it hits $1,000 or more, now the HSA can be an investment vehicle for you. So now you can take that money and you can invest it in stocks and bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, whatever you want to do. Once that money is in there and now you can grow it, basically allow that money to grow for you, now I can take that money and use it for medical expenses. Now, medical means medical, dental, vision, prescription, most expenses covered. Anything that counts towards your deductible is typically a medical expense, so you can use your HSA for those things. Now, you mentioned quickly at the end of last session that you can reimburse yourself. So I want to just kind of expound upon that a little bit. While you have these medical expenses, right, covered under the high deductible plan, have the HSA, you can continually build it, you can save into it, you can invest in it. And you get, you go to the doctor and, you know, you have a medical bill. If you pay for the medical bill out of pocket, don't use your HSA. If you just paid out of pocket for it, you can keep that receipt and next week, next month, next year, and 5 years from now, take that receipt and reimburse yourself from your HSA. So if I go to the doctor and it costs me $100 because I think I have the flu, I pay the bill out of pocket, swipe my debit card or whatever, just out of pocket costs. And then I leave the money in the HSA. Well, if I do that over the course of 5-6 years, now I got a bunch of medical bills. Mm-hmm. I can go back to my HSA later and go, hey, see all these bills that I paid? They're all medical bills. I want to reimburse myself, and they'll cut you a check if you reimburse yourself for the medical bills. So it's a great tool that you can use for those things.
Mm-hmm.
You can eventually use it to pay Medicare premiums once you hit 65. I do want to make a caveat. This is a huge misunderstanding. When you start Medicare,
mm-hmm.
Medicare is not high deductible coverage. So when you start Medicare, you cannot contribute to your HSA anymore, but you can still use all the money in your HSA that you've had.
Correct.
So that's important to understand. And then you can also use it for long-term care premiums like we talked about last mm-hmm. week. So wanted to just kind of dive into some of the rules and regulations there. But it's important to understand because it's a really great tool. If I can put money in, get a tax deduction, if I can take it out tax-free, I mean, tax-free in, tax-free out, there is no better tax vehicle to save to for purposes of medical or eventually just for later on in life when you want to use it.
And that's why at the end of the last week's program, I put that little snippet in because that's what we see clients doing is mm-hmm. they're banking all of those receipts that they have. So because they know they have the cash flow to take care of these medical expenses now.
Yeah.
So in the future, they don't know what their medical expenses will be if they have them huge. Or if they don't have a lot of medical expenses in the future and an opportunity comes up, they can cash in their receipts and be able to get a check. So great way that we can do some really good planning with our clients.
Yeah, love
again,
it.
Always goes back to how do we make those dollars work for us? And even mm-hmm. as we said in last month about we find your lost money,
yep, huge.
There is lost money where, hey, why aren't we using this HSA? And then why aren't we using it in a way to create and cultivate wealth. So
totally.
Thank you
mm-hmm.
For revisiting that subject. And again, I want to encourage our listeners and our viewers, if this is something that you're like, huh, Crystal and George really bring up a lot of concepts that we don't hear about there. There's a reason for that.
Yep.
And come on in, give us a call at 518-433-7181. I know, though, we have a lot of listeners that are hours away,
mm-hmm.
and so we can do a Zoom call and begin to go over strategies, whether it's through savings, investments, or like we've talked this month, through protection that can help them really mm-hmm. create and cultivate that wealth. So with that being said, I do want to segue. We've got a lot still that we need to cover.
Oh, yeah.
I want to talk a little bit, and I know we're picking up the pieces of the last few programs where we've had people call or clients have written us an email about it. Long-term care. Let's just talk a little bit between long-term care and trusts, and let's kind of dive in that before we end with talking mm-hmm. with annuities.
Sure, yeah. So long-term care, right there, we hear a lot about the whole Medicaid five-year mm-hmm. look-back thing, right?
Correct.
So what is all that? How does it actually work? So when we look to try to, first of all, qualify for Medicaid, that's important to understand. If you're in a nursing home or you have long-term care bills,
mm-hmm.
right, if to qualify for government assistance, aka Medicaid,
mm-hmm.
right, you have to meet certain income thresholds, you have to meet certain asset value thresholds, which are extremely low. Meaning you have to basically, they're going to check that you're using your assets to pay these bills before the government's going to come in and provide care.
Mm-hmm.
So people thought, okay, well, then I'm just going to give all my assets away right before I go to a nursing home. And as cool as that would have been, Medicaid says, well, no, we're going to look back 5 years. And we're going to see over the last 5 years from the time you're trying to qualify for care to the time you've, for 5 years previous to that, have you given money away? Have you given money to your kids? Have you put money in a trust? Here's a big one. Have you kind of disposed of these assets to different things to try to basically skirt around and not use your money to pay for the bills?
Yeah, and let me just jump in right here. We have clients where they said, we want to see your checking account. They It's not like they just say, so have you given any money away?
No.
Did you like, where'd all your money go? And then they just take your word for it. They do a thorough forensic investigation yep. of your finances to be able to say, okay, you really did spend down your money in the proper way that we approve,
yep.
and therefore we will allow this.
Yeah.
But if not, If not, they're going to go back and say, no, you gave away $200,000 over the course of the last 5 years. Mm-hmm. So until you spend $200,000 of expenses going forward, we're not touching you.
That's where so people think, okay, well, I'm not going to give it to my kids. I don't want them to come back to my kids. Right. So I'll just put it into a trust, right?
Okay, we've got to talk about that.
Yeah, I'll put it into a trust. I'll take care of it that way. Well, here's the problem with that. There's a million types of trusts out there, and mm-hmm. we're talking about protection. Trusts do offer protection, not just for in this case, for a lot of cases, protection against probate, protection against estate planning, protection for legal and liability purposes. Trusts can be used a lot for protection. The idea of a trust when it comes to Medicaid planning has to do with, if I'm going to put my assets in trust mm-hmm. to basically qualify for Medicaid, number one, as we said, well, they're going to look back 5 years. Number two, you have to have given that money away, mm-hmm. away, like not for yourself. So if you have money that you can access, mm-hmm. so if you have a revocable trust, if you have a trust that you can gain access by principal and interest mm-hmm. or income of, that still is your asset. It's part mm-hmm. of your estate. That doesn't count. You have to have an irrevocable trust. A right. trust that is irrevocable, meaning I can't get at those assets. I've literally given them away, mm-hmm. so I can't have access, and that has to satisfy the 5 years. So don't just think, oh, trust and Medicaid, it works together. There's a lot of moving pieces in there that we have to make sure of.
And you can get in a lot of hurt if you say, oh, the way I'm going to get around this is I'm going to do a trust and I'm just going to put the money in.
Yeah.
And then after this situation in life, whether it's someone passes away or things get better, whatever it is, then I'm just going to go into the trust and take it back out.
No.
Oh, so sorry,
no.
Charlie. This does not work that way.
Typically, if you start the sentence with, the way I'm going to get around this is,
yes.
usually doesn't work yeah. that way. So we have to understand the law, what's happening, what the planning implications are before we can really go there.
Exactly. Now, I also just want to talk just briefly just mm-hmm. on the trust as far mm-hmm. as the fact that, yes, we talked about trust working in conjunction with long-term health care. We have individuals who will do a five-year long-term health care plan. Mm-hmm. They can know how to skillfully use the trust. But trusts are a form of protection,
huge.
Even if it's not a long-term healthcare issue that we're looking at.
Yeah.
We have several clients, more than several, so a lot of clients, that literally have either irrevocable trusts, they have living trusts, there's all kinds of trusts. I know we're working with one, a special needs trust.
Mm-hmm.
These are things that we are not attorneys.
Nope.
So there is no, we can't draft them. Can't draft them. But part of being a certified financial planner, I wish people would see what we have to study and the CE credits, continuing education we need to do to stay current.
Mm-hmm.
We can talk about this and say, okay,
oh, sure.
what's going on? Here, we need you to speak to our attorney that we recommend, or if you have an attorney that you have a good relationship with, here's some of the components we need to make sure are in place
yeah.
so that it can benefit you. So I want to make sure we bring that up.
Yeah, I mean, trust, think about it. Basically, there's a lot of reasons for trusts, and I'm not going to get into all the legal implications today or anything. I think the biggest area where you're going to talk to your financial advisor where we can provide the biggest benefit most of the time is in the arena of estate planning.
Correct.
Right. Estate planning is, okay, when you pass away, how do your assets flow to either your loved ones, your spouse, the next generation, wherever it may be.
Mm-hmm.
And the biggest thing that I say to people about a trust is when you pass away, if you're giving your assets to your kids, let's say,
mm-hmm.
then really when you pass away, they inherit the money and they can do whatever they want with it. If you have a trust, you basically have what I call control beyond the grave.
Yes.
So the trust is basically what you say while you're alive, what you mm-hmm. say you want to do with that money. So instead of giving my 25-year-old son $100,000 to go do whatever I want with,
you may get hurt with that.
Maybe I'll give my 25-year-old son $30,000 to buy a car.
Mm-hmm.
And then when he hits 40 or when he gets married or he graduates school or whatever it may be, there's specific parameters around how my kids can use my money when I'm
mm-hmm.
gone. And so a trust is protection for that reason. It's
right.
protecting your legacy. It's protecting your assets. It also protects against probate. So this is important. Probate is just the court proceeding that follows your passing away,
mm-hmm.
where the judge reads your will and says, okay, what's going to happen?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that costs money, first of
oh,
all.
Yes.
And second of all, depending on how big your estate is, and caveat, depending on what the politicians say is about to happen with estate planning will dictate where the estate plan goes, and a trust can be really beneficial to potentially avoid probate, so we don't have to go there. Protect your assets so the whole world doesn't have to know what you have when you pass away, because probate technically is public.
Right.
But it also gives you that privacy, gives you that protection, and allows for you to say, here's what I want my assets to do beyond when I'm gone. So that way I know that it's taken care of. So in the world of estate planning, it's huge from a protection area for those different reasons.
Good. So what we're going to do, we're going to take a quick 60-second break. Then when we come back, I really want to dive into annuities, creating lifetime income streams. We have covered a ton of information over this month, but we got to make sure we get to this one. Absolutely. So we'll be back in just 60 seconds with more Crystal Clear Finances.
Every day you choose which companies will have influence over the culture in your town. Every day the investments you own either support your beliefs or work against them. Every day you make that choice when you fund your retirement plan, because companies are empowered through your investments. Your resources grow their influence. Choose investments that reflect your values. Impact investing through Crystal Clear Finances. Call 518-433-7181 and gain confidence for every impact investment decision.
And we're back with more Crystal Clear Finances. My name is Crystal Langdon, and I'm here with George Amador III, my co-host. And for the past month, we have been focusing on protection. Not protection like you think of, ho-hum yawn, but protection of, hey, maybe we can use these dollars and make those dollars not only protect us, but create and cultivate wealth in such a tax-efficient manner. So we've gone through life insurance, disability, long-term healthcare, trust, HSA, the list goes on of how we're using tools to help our clients. And so I want to encourage our listeners and our viewers to give our office a call at 518-433-7181. After hearing what we talk about, are you not inspired to say, wait a minute, am I using my money in the most efficient way possible? Don't be in such a hurry to build that wealth that you don't have the protection in place, so that when something happens, you're left where you're draining down your resources. Let's do build this whole thing together, creating and cultivating wealth. Now, George, one of the things that as we shift a little bit and talk about income streams, I think about the fact that when people get close to retirement, like before retirement, they're just building, right? They're just building as much as they can in investments and savings and all the different components. But when it comes to retirement, what it's really about is that income stream. That's what becomes the most value, because then they look at, hey, what can I get from Social Security? What can I get from my pension? Very few people now have the pension. What can I do to create my own pension plan?
And so enter the world of annuities, right?
Exactly.
Enter the idea of, okay, now that I've built up money, I need an income stream for life. What can I do? So we first have to understand what an annuity is, how it works, because first of all, annuities can get a really bad rap. And because a lot of times they can be misused or abused. And there's a lot of issues out there, because annuity products typically have very high commissions, and for the financial professional, and so a lot of guys will sell them just based on commission
growth.
You're
breathing, they sell it to you.
Exactly. And so we here, first of all, as fiduciaries, number one, right, we're CFPs for fiduciaries, we're never looking ever at commissions to make a sale, first of all. Second of all, the area of annuities, and I want to really make this very plain and clear, a basic annuity is I want to take a lump sum of money and I want to turn it into an income stream for the rest of my life. Plain and simple. Lump sum of money that I'm turning into an income stream for life.
And can I, let me add one piece on that, unless this is where you were going, is that not only is it for that person, but we'll set things up where it can be for the person and their spouse.
Totally.
Because they don't want to just make sure that they have something for them. They want to make sure it's going to both. And what I love, G, is that not only does it go to them, goes to the person they love, but if those two pass away and they haven't gotten everything back, there are many cases we're working with companies that say, hey, well, then who's your beneficiary? unlike typical pension plans that you see where it's just like, well, I'm going to cover you, or if you pick the right thing, we'll cover your spouse. But when you're both of you are gone, so sorry, Charlie. So if you're traveling 1 week after you retired and you haven't even gotten the first check yet and you both, God forbid, pass away, it's gone. There's nothing for the kids.
Where the annuity is going to provide potentially some death benefit or a refund of the money at that point. But the purpose of saying that is to say that that's the sole purpose of the annuity.
Right.
So if you're not looking for those things, then we don't need to go down this route.
Exactly.
And if you're not looking for that and you're being approached by an advisor or somebody to go, you need this, you need this, you need this, you really don't. Because again, if you're not looking to turn a lump sum of money into a stream of income, we don't have to go down this path.
Right. And I want to put a little caveat on that because we'll have lots of our clients that are listening. If we know it's within 1 to 2 years, then we will. But when we're looking at someone's like 10, 15 years before they're going to need an income stream, there's other more liquid vehicles that we can put money in, that we can build that wealth. And then at the appropriate time, we can take a portion, put it in there, and give them the peace of mind to know, oh, I've got an income stream that can last me for life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. So when you basically take a look at and break it down, you're looking at the annuity to provide you that protection. So you have to think of an annuity like an investment that has an insurance wrapper, right? So basically there is the growth and protection arena, or the income arena even, in the world of annuities that you get. So you can potentially, in some cases, like some annuities can even participate in the stock market. So there's different things that you can do to get growth. But then you can also go ahead and turn on the protection aspects too. So there's, you know, upside and downside protection. You have an income rider. So you're going to, again, turn on the income for later on in life. So the arena of annuities is very, very vast. But I like to kind of say it, it's income, or excuse me, investments with protection, because that's really what you're doing is you're looking at it like, okay, I have this money that's invested. I want to keep it invested, but can I get some protection along the way? And protection is either going to come in the form of, I want it to last my life. There's protection, right? I'm going to always make sure I have it. Or, hey, you know what? I want to take advantage of some of the market gains and growth, but I want to protect myself in case the market's going the other way. So in the world of annuities, I think first and foremost, you have to talk about, really there's two main types of annuities that you have, right? You have immediate annuities, you have deferred annuities. The difference is, when do you want your income stream on, right? Immediate annuities is, I give you the money, turn on the income right now. A deferred annuity is, I give you the money, maybe grow it for a little bit of time, and then I'll turn on my income stream, right? So different there. Inside of those different annuities, though, you have a different package in terms of you have fixed annuities, you have variable annuities. So if I'm going to give you money for a period of time, and then I'm going to say, hey, in 3-4 years from now, turn on my income. Well, I can do a couple things. I can get a fixed interest rate and just kind of grow my money over a short period of time. Or I could go capitalize on what the market is doing and get a variable annuity that allows myself to, you know, be able to take on some of the market growths and some of the ability there. So I bring all of this up to basically say, when you look at the different forms of annuities that are out there, the ability to use the annuity, again, first and foremost, I want to take the lump sum of money and turn it into an income stream later in life. That's important. But as protection, well, if the market's down an X percent and I can protect myself against that, well, that's where a variable annuity can be beneficial. Or I want to make sure that I'm not going to see any market fluctuations. I just want a fixed interest rate for a couple of years from now and then turn this on as an income stream. Whatever the need is there, an annuity can be a great alternative to the investments you have, to the protection you have through life insurance, to the cash savings you have. We may be able to fit an annuity in as another product to help along the way. And so again, whether it's savings, investment, protection, whether it's through the comprehensive plan or the retirement plan, if there is a need for, and if we can fill that need with an annuity, that's a conversation we need to have, because there are great benefits to having some of these annuities.
And I want to make sure that our listeners and our viewers understand that doesn't mean that everyone who's watching needs one. Again,
no.
Like you said, it needs to be appropriate. It's either appropriate for your situation or it's inappropriate. But because this whole month we've been talking about protection, I thought it was relevant that we begin to bring up these topics.
Mm-hmm.
So for those who are on our YouTube channel, they're going to see what's on my computer screen. And again, I'm going to encourage our radio listeners to sign up or subscribe, I guess is the technical term of what we should be doing on our YouTube channel at Crystal Clear Finances. But I want to walk through just very briefly in our remaining time together what we call Annuities 101, just helping you understand the concepts of it. Because as George had said, it is agreement between you and another party, another company, that you're going to deposit your money. And then they're going to give it to you in a series of payments. So you're giving that access to that whole lump sum and saying, in exchange, you'll give me a payment so for no matter how long I live, so that I don't run out of that money. And there are individuals who will say, I'm just not comfortable with it. But we have to understand that right now there is a public annuity out there that almost everyone uses. And that's called Social Security.
Mm-hmm.
It literally was during your working years, you said, I'm going to give you this money.
Mm-hmm.
In exchange, when I retire, you're going to give me an income stream. Perfect example of how an annuity works.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit different when you're in the, you know, when you're coming in with a retirement plan and you do a lump sum, but it's the same concept.
Same concept.
And I think it's so important that individuals understand that. Here's another annuity. It's a pension, right? We have individuals who work hard for a company. Then at the end of the day, they check that little box and say, okay, give me an income stream.
Mm-hmm.
So we have Social Security, very common annuity that's out there. We have pensions, not so common just because they're so good and people love them. But we have that as another option. The third one is what we call asset-backed annuities. And who's backing this? Insurance companies. So we have the Social Security with the government. We have pensions, which is companies, right? Saying you're my employee, so I'm going to pay in. So we got to look at the stability of that whole nother program. And then the third one would be insurance companies.
Mm-hmm.
They're the ones that provide it. And you're seeing this as we're walking through this on my screen. So when we talk about these insurance companies, what they're doing is we literally say, and we have a case, George, that we're working on right now,
mm-hmm.
individual where they said, I need X amount of thousands of dollars a year. I've looked what my budget is.
Mm-hmm.
My budget says that I'll get this much from Social Security, which
mm-hmm.
is an annuity. I'll get this tiny bit from my pension. I have this much that's not covered.
Mm-hmm.
They have this big, large brokerage account that we've been managing, and we're literally figuring out, doing the numbers, how much do we need to take out of this account so that we can make up so that that individual can sleep at night saying, all my core expenses throughout my retirement are covered based upon this plan. So that's one way you decide how much you need, and then we back into the equation. And how it grows inside there is really based on what annuity that we discuss and choose that's right for you. And that right there is the way, whether it's Social Security, pension, or through an insurance company, that money can come in and create an income stream for life.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there's all different types. There's people on our YouTube channel can see this, whether it's fixed, indexed, or variable. We don't have time, shocker, to go through that today, but it's important to know when we look at the key takeaways that we are going to give money to a company, and in return, they guarantee to give us an income stream for our life, our spouse's life, and if there's any money left over, they'll give it to our kids. And if we use more than we put in, they have to give it to us for life.
Mm-hmm.
Whew. I know, I packed it all in at the end. But I think it's important that individuals understand how annuities work.
Yeah.
They are just another form of protection.
Yep.
So we're at the end of our time together. I want to quick do a shout out. Thank you, George, for joining me, and do a shout out to our YouTube viewers and our radio listeners, inviting you to give us a call at 518-433-7181 and join us again next week as we continue to provide financial clarity so that you can have confidence for every financial decision. Thank you, and God bless.
This program is for educational purposes only. We understand that finances are complex. Facing them alone causes stress, resulting in wrong choices, missing out on opportunities, and having to settle for a lower standard of living. At Crystal Clear Finances, our team approach focuses on providing clarity and confidence so you can make the right financial decisions.
Investment advisory services offered through Alpha Star Capital Management, LLC. Alpha Star Capital Management, LLC, and Crystal Clear Finances are separate entities.